Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got a new friend. David Benjamori is with us. He's a new member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor of marketing at New York University and the founder and president of Third Way Brand Trainers. He's got a new book out called Accidental Branding, which I think is kind of a contradiction in terms, but I'm gonna get him to tell us what he means by that. David Benjamori, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you on the show. and by the way, folks, some of you may have seen David on earlier today on Fox Business. So congratulations on getting on the tube, on the big screen there, or the small screen, I guess I should say, David. What did you talk to them about on Fox Business?
So I was talking to them to Alexis Glick on Money for Breakfast, about the Walmart logo change. They're just rolling it out this week. You can see it on their website. They have Walmart with everything but the W in lowercase, no apostrophe this time, and no dash this time in the middle of the Walmart, and a Starburst, orange Starburst at the end.
Wow. Sounds like Hardee's.
I think it sounds like Target in the bullseye, actually. So we'll see.
Yeah. So what can small business owners learn from Walmart?
Well, I think, you know, what's been, when Walmart is great, and they're interesting, because I think sometimes they're great and sometimes they just stick their foot in their mouth, and you just never know which Walmart you're going to get. And when they're great, it's when they have an incredibly persistent focus on working class families and getting great values to people. And when they do that, I think they help everyone.
How many Walmarts are in New York City?
Zero.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Go ahead. You know, they've had a hard time because they've got this image of, you know, being a competition killer, and I think a lot of it is not really reality. It's bad PR and bad awareness of their own image.
Well, see, when I talk to small business owners on my show and in speeches that I give, David, I tell small business owners they should thank Walmart for coming to town. Mm-hmm. Because, see, Walmart sells on price. Everything's a commodity to Walmart.
Right.
And the people that small business owners will be successful with, the customers they'll be successful with, are people who don't always want commodities. They sometimes want more than commodity, a little bit from a little bit, what I call a little bit more to everything. And that's where small business owners make their living. And and if we're talking about branding, that's the brand I want small business owners to work on, is the brand that tells people, look, if you want to buy something at the lowest price with no service, no technical support, and all you do is, you know, slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, here's your stuff, give me my money. If that's what you want, then go to Walmart. But if you want somebody who knows about the topic, somebody who's got a good array of offerings, and who will save you time and also make sure you got support after the fact, then people who want those things are willing to pay more not to do business with Walmart. And that's where small business branding must live.
I totally agree with you. And it seems to me that so many small businesses who've gotten into these commodity markets, they end up, you know, buying themselves a $30,000 or $40,000 a year job. And that's just really not the reason to have your own business.
If they survive.
If they survive, exactly.
But see, I tell them that the reason they should thank Walmart is because Walmart takes all the people who only want price out of your building. You don't need to be waiting on people who only want price.
It makes sense, and we're all that customer at some point, so you find the other places.
Walmart serves a purpose. It's a free world. I mean, they can go wherever they want to go. I think they should be in New York City. But I don't have a problem with Walmart coming to town. And the small business owners who do don't understand what their role in the marketplace is.
No, I think I agree with you. So you want to know why accidental branding is not a misnomer?
Yeah, I told the audience before you got here. I said, now, wait a minute. Here I've worked all these years. I've worked all these years, David, to explain to small business owners, look, you have a brand. The question is not whether you have one. You have one. It's whether you own it, whether you're defining it, whether you're defending it, whether you actually are in control of your own brand, or whether somebody else is. And that's not accidental. That's intentional. And now here you are, David, come and tell them this accidental.
I'm not actually. What the title of the book actually refers to an accident that happens that gives people the idea for the business and the brand that they're going to create.
There you go.
So Roxanne Quimby is living in Maine. She's unemployed. She's got two kids. They're living in a tent through four seasons in Maine.
Wow.
They're 5 years
wow.
old, 5 year old children, right? And she sticks out her thumb. She doesn't have a car. She needs to get to the post office to get her mail.
Mm-hmm.
Bert Shavitz, a beekeeper, picks her up. That's the beginning of Bert's Bees.
Yeah.
Roxanne Quimby ends up making $500 million on that brand from a $400 initial investment. That's
wow.
the kind of accident that I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Branding.
No, I know that. I just had to say that, though, so people would know that that's what he's not talking about. You know, after Roxanne connected with that brand, there was nothing accidental about what happened after that.
No, absolutely. And but the interesting part of it for me is I really wanted to look at. I grew up as a sort of a trained marketer. I worked at Coca-Cola as a brand manager and Johnson & Johnson. And when I started teaching at NYU and I started meeting entrepreneurs, I had this sense that a lot of them, they were not trained in marketing the way that I had been, but they actually had better ideas. And so I thought about the idea of studying people who had been successful without having training to see if they did different things. And that's what this book is. It's the stories of seven or eight different entrepreneurs who all followed their instincts but were very successful, and they actually did some of the same thing.
The book is called Accidental Branding, How Ordinary People Build Extraordinary Brands. It's available wherever books are sold right now, is it, David?
Yes, sir.
And you got your own website?
AccidentalBranding.com.
AccidentalBranding.com, where you can find out more about the book, but it's also at bookstores, and I'm sure it's on all the online bookstores. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get David to give us some more of these stories about how these brands happen accidentally. But remember, once the accident happened, after that, it was all very intentional and on the way to success. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
In a white room with black curtains, near the stage.
Welcome back. It's the voice of Eric Clapton, obviously, but I think that's when he was with Cream. I know Roger. I know who this is. Roger's trying to tell me who that is. I know it's Cream. Sometimes I need help, but this was one I had. Welcome back, 17. Just a minute. I'm the guy who can't tell time. I got so excited. It's 23. Yes, Roger, I know it's after. 23 after the hour. I got so much help here today, folks. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. And we're having a good time in spite of everything else. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. And how can you not have a good time with a guest like David Vinjamuri, our new friend and soon-to-be old friend, author of Accidental Branding, How Ordinary People Built Extraordinary Brands. Folks, that book is available now wherever books are sold. I encourage you to find it. And David, talk to us about some of these other accidental brands. I love hearing these stories.
Sure. Another one that I really have
Before you go any further, tell us about a little bit more about Roxanne and Bert's relationship.
It was interesting because Roxanne had seen Bert before. He wasn't an unfamiliar figure to her. He was a photojournalist in the 60s, and he actually took some of the most iconic photos that you probably recognize of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy and some of the classic figures from that era. And Bert found I spent time with Bert and with Roxanne, and Bert sort of realized he didn't like working very hard and he didn't like being around a lot of other people. And he eventually migrated upstate in New York and found out that keeping bees is about the least amount of work you could do and support yourself.
Yeah.
And as a real estate
bees can be a lot less painful than people, can't they?
Exactly. So he ended up being sort of this hermit recluse living in Maine, just keeping bees, and he would sell the honey seasonally by the side of the road in a little stand in used gallon pickle jars. So Roxanne had seen him, and she told me she was always attracted to sort of the odd guys, you know, and when yeah. he picked her up, she used that as a chance to start talking to them, and she had been divorced about a year earlier, and her kids are about to hit school age, and she mm-hmm. felt bad because they were wearing homespun clothing, they
living
never
in a
seen
tent.
Television. Yeah, they're living in a tent, literally. She told me she remembered during the time that we were together some of her early experiences, and one of the things she remembered is one day the tent, there was a storm, and the tent actually blew into the lake
wow.
they were camped in
wow.
front of. And the kids thought it was great fun, and she was horrified because it was their house.
Wow.
So what happened is basically she got to know Bert a little bit, and she asked him if she could work with him to learn how to keep bees because she just thought the whole colony system of the bees and how they cooperated
right.
was fascinating. And when they then became romantically involved. When
oh.
it came to wintertime, she said, "Hey, Bert, instead of selling this honey in the pickle jars, what if we do something different?" And that's sort of where the brand started. She started selling craft.
No, the brand started with the romance, David. Let's not be naive about this, okay? And then,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. So all right, that's a good story. Let's move on and talk about one of the other exciting brands you studied. Jay Peterman?
Yeah, Jay Peterman, the real guy.
There is a real guy, and it's just not just mythical from Seinfeld, right?
Yeah, what's fascinating now is that actually he's reconstituted the business, which went bankrupt in the late 90s, and John O'Hurley, who I also interviewed for the book, who played him on Seinfeld, is now on his board of directors and is an investor, and the two of them will go out together, and invariably somebody will say to John O'Hurley, "You're John Peterman."
Exactly.
And he'll turn to John Peterman and say, "No, he's John Peterman."
Well, see, I just saw O'Hurley in Las Vegas doing Spam-a-Lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. So
yeah, quite a character.
So Jay Peterman, what happened to his brand?
Well, you know, Peterman was sort of the serial entrepreneur who loved new products and he loved to travel, and he'd never really hit on anything. And he'd done a lot of things that he thought made sense for the market. And one day he was out doing a consulting gig in Denver, I think, and he decided to, on a whim, to fly out to Jackson Hole. And this is way back before it was a big ski resort.
Right.
And he went to an outfitting store there and saw this duster that he loved. He's,
mm-hmm.
He lives in Lexington, Kentucky.
It's a long coat for the winter. Right.
Yeah, it's a long coat for the winter, and it covers your legs. So if you're riding a horse, for instance, it'll keep you protected against thorns or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he started wearing it as his overcoat over business attire, and he got a lot of comments. And people in airports would stop him and say, "Where'd you get the coat?" And finally, I guess he told me like the pivotal moment for him was he had a friend who was an ad copywriter in New York, and he came to see him and. Copywriter said, "You know, Peterman, I like you better when you wear that coat." And he realized then it made him more essentially Peterman, which I think
mm-hmm.
was the turning moment for him. And then he decided, "Hey, why don't I try to sell a couple of these?" And that was the beginning of a $70 million business.
Right.
He sold originally through the New Yorker. He took some ads and then realized that is creating all these customers and then sort of abandoning them, and that's when he started the catalog.
Mm-hmm. You know, David, I've seen these. We've had these stories for small businesses who've done this, especially like women who were trying to find solutions for their children. We've had a lot of these stories. David, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
Yes, sir.
I've enjoyed having you here. Good job today.
Thank you so much,
David Benjamori, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Accidental Branding. Look for it at your bookstores, and also put a .com on it, and you'll find it on the website. Got to go for just a minute. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.